flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are going to spread the love for Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's for Veterans. It's our goal to collect a bunch of Valentine's Day cards, custom homemade cards from elementary school kids. You know, the kind that you used to make back in the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you like me? Check yes or no.
Crayons, misspelling, glue sticks, the works.
You got to cut out
glitter.
You got to fold the paper over and then you cut it in the shape of a heart. And when you open it up, you have a card. You remember
100%.
That? Remember doing that one?
100%.
I thought I was the boss when I did that. That nobody knew that trick.
Yes, I also dabble in architecture.
And so we're looking for classrooms that want to volunteer to make the cards, or if you're a part of a veterans organization where we can bring the cards. We're looking for that as well. I believe we have Emily here. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. So you're with the Leslie Ellis School. Tell us about the school in Arlington.
Sure. We are an independent preschool through grade 8 school, and we serve about 220 students. We've been around for about 70 years now, and hallmark of our school is known for its progressive anti-bias curriculum and community. So this project is right in line with our mission, and that's why we wanted to jump in and join you.
So how many kids you think you can make us some Valentines over there?
We'll see if we can get them all to make some.
If it was all, how many would that be?
I believe just over 200.
That's what we love to hear.
Don't be scared to get the janitors and the cafeteria workers involved, too. We'll take as many cards as we can get.
Everybody loves doing arts and crafts. I don't care who
you are. We'll get everybody involved.
We love to hear
it. We'll get as many as we can.
Now, Leslie, one of the things you know we've talked about is our connection to the military. Obviously, I'm a veteran. My dad served. My brother served. I understand you have a connection to the military as well.
I do. My maternal grandfather was in the medical corps of the Army in World War I.
Wow.
Oh, what is that? That's the greatest generation, right, Dan?
That is the greatest generation.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That just made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah.
We actually have a family member, my wife's family. He is one of the oldest living veterans of World War I in South Carolina. He's like 105 years old.
You mean World War II? Maybe. I don't know if the World War I guys are
you
around
World
anymore.
War
is it World War II?
Might be World War II.
Yeah. World War II is like 1941.
Yeah, he was born in the 1700s.
The oldest living member of the Revolutionary War.
It's whiskey and cigarettes.
We're not doing history. We're getting Valentine's.
Well, thank you, and we will talk to you very soon,
you so
Emily,
much.
About for this.
Thank you.
Let's see. Maureen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, team. How are you?
Good.
We're great. So, Maureen, this is a cool title, Director of Patient Experiences, and you want to get involved. What is the hospital? What do you have going on?
So, this is Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, Milton, your neighbor right down here on the South Shore.
Yes.
And we would love... Yes, thank you. We would love to be the recipient of some of these beautiful Valentines. We serve a large veteran community that will be in the hospital on Valentine's Day, as well as many dedicated staff members who are also veterans who will be working to care for them on Valentine's Day. I think it's a great day to share appreciation, kindness, and thankfulness on such a great day.
Done and done and done.
I love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
That is perfect. That is exactly what we're looking for.
Maureen, will you please email me, kennedy@mix1041.com, please? Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely shall. Thank you for spreading the love. It's a beautiful gesture, and I'm so thankful for you guys doing this. Oh. Kudos to you.
I bet you're a good director of patient experience reaching out to do this.
Thank you. I try. Thank you.
All right, that's great. We'll talk to you soon. Make sure to email kennedy@mix1041.com, okay?
I shall. You guys have a great day. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll see you soon. What day is Valentine's Day on? I'm just
Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome. Imagine the looks on their faces when they're in the hospital dealing with whatever they're going through. And then just cards from little kids shows up.
I think it can be real lonely
right.
being in the hospital or being a veteran or being you know, away from home, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's the whole idea.
Even if you smile for a minute, it's worth it.
If you want to get involved, you're a part of an elementary school and you want to have your kids make cards for our Valentine's for veterans. If you want us to have us come to your school, how about a pep rally? I think we need a pep rally, Kennedy.
This isn't about us, Carson.
Carson's like, roll out the red carpet for
us. I just want to have the pep rally for the kids. Get them all like, hey, if you make cards, we'll have a pep rally. Don't you know what pep rally means, Kennedy? It means you don't have to be in the classroom. That's how you reward kids.
If your pom-poms are not out, we're not coming.
An assembly? Can we have an assembly, please? Can we make the morning announcements? This, I want to be fun. So, again, if you want to get involved and you've got an elementary class or a school or that wants to make cards for us, go to mix1041.com, click on Valentine's for Veterans. There's a link there that has all the information, how you can sign up. You can send us an email to morningshow@mix1041.com. Or if you just have questions about all of it, you can also drop us a text or give us a call at 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.